I used to always, whenever I work, I always put on mother's music, and it allows me to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's more in relation with the feelings that I get at that moment with the pieces that I connect to. And it's each one has a different energy, and it doesn't pass through the mind, that is for sure. It's more through my feelings that I work.
What about this one? I am really curious about this one.
This one actually was a very strong experience for me. I was working on this, I had put mother's music and I was putting pieces together. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just putting and cutting and seeing and arranging. And actually it took me a couple of weeks to do it. But during those couple of weeks, I didn't know what I was doing. But when I finished it, it came to me like that this is a supramental sun and the boats that are supramental boats. But it came to me really at the end, very clearly, very strongly. And as well, these are particles from the sun coming down to the boat, you know. But probably like this, it looks very mentally done, but it has not been mental for me. Actually, I am not an artist. I'm not a trained artist. So, but some of my friends in the ashram had confidence in me. So they gave me this dress material and they said, you know, mother's dress material is getting into tatters. And it's nice if they can be used and something can be done with them. So initially I was very hesitant.
Okay.
But then I said, okay, let me try to manifest beauty through it. And that's why I say all my pieces, they have not gone through my mind.
Mm.
They have not gone through my mind at all. They have gone just through my instinct, through my feelings, through my energy, mood. Some have had the most... Some have felt a lot of strength and power. Some have felt a lot of softness, transparency, light, layerings. You know, it's more been in that way.
Do you think it could be related also to the energy of the material you were using?
Of course. Of course. I feel that it has all come to me from her. Because as I told you, I am not an artist.
Mm.
I have not any training. I have nothing. I just have my ashram schooling. And where art was part of our hobby, it was not once a week, 1 hour, not more than that. And I'm grateful from whatever I received from the ashram, definitely. But I didn't get that academic training for art. That.
How did you select the colors of the materials for each one? Like when you
You know what I did? When they gave me the dresses, I put them according, like I would do with my palette. I put all the yellows together, all the greens together, all the oranges together, and so that when I wanted to take, I knew that I want an orange piece to go with it, and then I would see different textures, different hues, different things, and then I would... So I created my palette with the cloth, actually.
Amazing.
And I still have them like that.
So you have still more left?
I have more, and I hope to do more maybe in the next 10 years. My eyes are still working.